Want to greet each one in Jesus' name this morning and welcome everyone to this part of the service. I hope that that last phrase of that song is a reality to us, that Jesus led me all the way. That's such a beautiful thought that was left there. I was very blessed this morning with the singing, both and the singing and also the devotional that Brother Matt shared with us on honeybees. Such an amazing little creature. And the outstanding thing was is that he said that if they're grumpy on rainy days because they're not working, they're much happier when they're working. So that should say something to us, I guess. So we're on the cusp of our fellowship meetings coming up this week. And I remember telling someone a long time ago that there'll be a lot more of than what we expect. So if we're expecting a lot, just work, it'll be a lot more than you expect. If you're expecting good times, there'll be a lot more of that than you expect too. And if you're expecting blessings, there'll be a lot more of that. But whatever you expect, it's going to be more of. So look at it that way. And I think that will become a reality for us there. I would like to invite your attention to Hebrews chapter 11. And I'd like to do something a little bit different this morning, and that's just I'd like to break in somewhere in the chapter, but I'd like to focus on the last part of 11 and the first part of 12. Hebrews 11 is a chapter that we immediately recognize as what's called the faith chapter, because it gives this story of so many different people and what their outcome was, and they were heroes of faith. And at the beginning, it tells us what faith is, or it gives somewhat of a definition, but really, how many of us understand that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen? We want probably a little bit more down-to-earth definition than that. So he goes on, the Hebrew writer goes on, and he gives us a list of people that practice what they believed was right or whatever. I don't know who stands out the most to you, but these are all very outstanding. When he talks about Abel, we know so very little about Abel that, you know, I'm wondering what resources he had to go on, but he tells us a little bit about Abel. And then Enoch, we know very little about Enoch, but he uses Enoch as an example of faith. And of course we know about Noah and Moses and Abraham and all of those. But I don't know which one stands out the most in your mind, but these were all men of faith, and they had one thing in common, is that when God spoke, they moved forward, and they were intent on following God. Now, today, we would say, well, I'll just wait, you know, so they were intent on following the God as they understood him. For example, Abraham, he didn't know where he was going to go, but he followed God to the best of his understanding, and God continually led him and blessed him in that way. The one that's listed here that probably impresses me the most is Moses, because of the fact that Moses had the opportunity to be the top man in the world. He was educated in Pharaoh's court, and he was in line to be the ruler of civilization in the world as they knew it there. And he chose rather to be with his people. And God used him in a tremendous way for that. But they list a number of things, and some of them were not all good people. We have Rahab the harlot there. She was listed as a hero of faith because she recognized this in other people, and she wanted that in that. Now I'd like to start reading with verse 32. And what shall I more say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon, of Barak, and of Samson, of Jephthah, of David also, and of Samuel, and of the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead raised to life again, and others were tortured, not accepting deliverance that they might obtain a better resurrection. And others had a trial of cruel mockings and scourgings, yea, moreover, of bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn asunder, they were tempted, were slain with the sword, wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and mountains and dens and caves of the earth. And these all, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise, God having provided some better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author. And finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Excuse me. You know, we talked this morning briefly about the five phrases that the reformers had. Faith alone, grace alone, Christ alone, Scripture alone, the glory of God alone, all of these things. The thing I want to focus here on is that these men, these people of faith that the writer was speaking of in Hebrews, were all mentioned before the time of Christ. So they didn't know Christ personally. And yet, somehow in their minds, I think that some revelation was there. I don't know how much of it. But he is telling us to look to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. And that's our guide. So whatever comes our way must align with the character of Christ, whether it's the fruit, the compassion, the love, the commitment, all of these things. Christ is the example and focus here in our life. And so Hebrews chapter 11 gives us a list of people. Hebrews 12 continues that list to us today. It says we are surrounded by these people, and we look to Jesus as the author and finisher of our faith. And the chapter, the list is not complete yet. And so let's be a person of faith and have our name in the book of life there.